From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The son of Afghan immigrants opened fire on a packed nightclub. The mostly gay clientele in the U.S. city of Orlando, Florida, early Sunday, killing 50 people, wounding more than 50. Worst mass shooting in U.S. history, police identifying the slain shooter as 29-year-old Omar Mateen, a U.S. citizen. President Obama spoke about the shooting and ordered U.S. flags to be flown at half-staff.
Today marks the most deadly shooting in American history. The shooter was apparently armed with a handgun and a powerful assault rifle. This massacre is therefore a further reminder of how easy it is for someone to get their hands on a weapon that lets them shoot people in a school or in a house of worship or a movie theater or in a nightclub.
Mr. Obama declared the Sunday shooting an act of terrorism and said the FBI is leading that investigation. Mateen reportedly called local police during the attack to say he was doing it out of allegiance to the Islamic State. Eritrea has accused Ethiopia of attacking its border, but officials in Addis Ababa say they do not acknowledge any knowledge of a reported fighting there. Eritrea won independence from Ethiopia in 1991 after three decades of war, but returned to battle from the years 1998 to 2000. They remain bitter enemies today, with their troops still eyeing each other along the fortified frontier. Iraq's army says it has secured a safe corridor for civilians out of the embattled western city of Fallujah, and a humanitarian agency says some 4,000 residents were able to flee just in the past day. The Norwegian Refugee Council warned that available resources, such as safe drinking water, is running low now for all the needs of the refugees. This is VOA News. A powerful bomb blast ripped through a commercial area of the Lebanese capital, Beirut. It happened Sunday, damaging the Blom Bank, one of the country's largest. Beirut and its suburbs have been hit with a string of bombings that authorities have frequently linked to the civil war in nearby Syria. Blom Bank is also taking part in a U.S. program aimed at sanctioning the militant group Hezbollah. European football's governing body, UEFA, threatened Sunday to expel both Russia and England from the Euro 2016 in France if their fans continued to have violent behavior. Dozens of people were injured in 3 days of violence, with the worst incident in Marseille late Saturday after British and Russian soccer fans clashed inside and outside the stadium.
Je salue aujourd'hui la décision de l'UEFA. De sanctionner les équipes dont les pseudo-supporters...
French Interior Minister Bernard Cazeneuve denounced the violence as unacceptable and welcomed UEFA's decision. Japanese stocks led to a plunge on Monday. That's today. Asian markets not looking good, tracking a sell-off in the U.S. and Europe on renewed worries about the global economy and uncertainty over Britain's future in the EU. Tokyo's Nikkei slid 3.5%. Hong Kong lost 2.8%. Shanghai down 3.2%. Investors nervous about how Britons may vote on June 23rd regarding staying in the EU. And sports news, Pro Hockey's Pittsburgh Penguins defeated San Jose Sharks 3-1 Sunday night in San Jose, California, to win the 2015-16 National Hockey League Stanley Cup Championship Series. It was 4-2. Pittsburgh player Sidney Crosby was named Most Valuable Player and recipient of the Conn Smythe Trophy. Penguins head coach Mike Sullivan spoke about Crosby.
He's that good in my mind. And, I've said all along here through the course of the playoffs, he's deserving of the Conn Smythe. His numbers don't indicate the impact he had on helping this team win or the impact he had, on a game-to-game basis. And, he was a great leader for our team. It started by example with his performance and how he played.
This is Pittsburgh's fourth league championship and its first since beating the Detroit Red Wings in the 2008-2009 season. It was the first Stanley Cup championship appearance for the Sharks in their 25-year history. Get more news at voanews.com and be sure to check us out on our VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.